Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Coach, always do appreciate when you join us. Thanks so much for doing it, and how you been?
Appreciate you having me on, Zach, and it's been good. You know, we got a short week this week coming off Sunday night game, so just been had practice today, prepping for Southern Miss this Saturday. But obviously, was very, very pleased with our guys. Just the way they performed Sunday night, the way they responded, especially there in the second half. You didn't play as clean as we wanted to in the first half, but I thought they did a wonderful job coming out of the halftime and winning in a dominant fashion.
I know people will look at the final score and they'll say the game, it was a blowout, but it really was, like you just said, a tale of two halves. And your defense early, they were giving up some yards, but when they needed to, they really did buckle down. And I thought that was massive early on for your defense.
No, I mean, it was huge. And I think when you look back at the game and just the situational football, the red zone, our offense was 4-for-4 in the red zone, but we were able to hold them, two times when they got down and got close. Our third down conversions were really good offensively and, did a great job of getting them off the field when we had our opportunities. And those are things that we practice and have a great, emphasis on throughout fall camp. And, to see that carry over into the first game is something I was really pleased with.
So I thought this was going to be one of the better games of the weekend. I thought this was going to be a nail biter, maybe even multiple overtimes. You guys ended up dominating them in the second half. You're trailing by 3, though, after the first half. Just what really changed in that second half? What was the vibe like in the locker room? Because you guys really took it to them in that second half, Coach.
I just told our guys to go out there and, obviously had to kind of calm down just a little bit. Guys were, really emotional in the first half, first game, a lot of buildup. I thought we made some uncharacteristic mistakes that, that cost us in moments. And, I told them just to, we got to go relax and, clean up the mistakes and just go play, Florida State football. And, we didn't have to make a ton of adjustments to it. We believed in what our plan was. We knew that we wanted to continue to attack. And our guys, they executed at a very high level and made some big time plays. And, obviously that helped contribute to a great win.
The expectations are sky high for your football team. I know one win doesn't define a season, but this is a big one. After having 2 days to kind of think about it, just how do you put it into words what this means for the program?
Well, we wanted to start off 1-0, and it was a great game. It was on a grand stage. It was two top 10 teams in the country, and we were able to accomplish what we set out for. Now it's time to go get better, and that is our focus. That's our objective. We talk about it every day around this program that we're here to improve and get better, and continuing to push to be our best. And so if we can continue that here this week, and how we prepare and what we do, I got a lot of confidence to where this team will go. But it was a big game. I'm not going to short sell just what that game was, and there are a lot of eyes on it, a lot of expectation, a lot of buildup. It was great for our fan base, great for our university, but for our team, it was our first chance to go out and showcase our identity. And I thought for the most part we were able to do that at a very high level, and now we've got to go improve from it.
We've seen your quarterback for a long time in Jordan Travis. You talk about keep on getting better. It seems like he does that each and every year. How did you see him get even better with all the experience that he has with the work that he put in the offseason?
He's playing at a very high level. I think he's one of the best players in the country. Watching him prepare, watching the way that he works. Just the investment he makes into his teammates. As a leader. He's a special young man. And even looking back at the game on Sunday, he was able to be a great example for us. There's a few things that he missed early. he would even admit to it that, you know, he'd like to have a couple plays back. But, you know, just watching how he responded, you know, the touchdown drive there in the second quarter was huge. You know, made a couple great throws, great decisions. And then as we got in the second half, I mean, he was lights out. And, you know, he's playing with a tremendous confidence. He's got some great playmakers around him. But, you know, he really is, you know, the spark that makes us go. And you're definitely glad to be able to have the opportunity to coach him.
Florida State head coach Mike Norvell here with us after his huge victory up against LSU. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, the transfer portal is the name of the game these days. Keon Coleman in his debut for Florida State gives you 9 receptions, 122 yards, and 3 touchdowns. What has made his transition from Michigan State to Florida State just seem so seamless?
No, I mean, it was a great fit for our program. I mean, yes, you can turn on the film. You can see his athletic ability, you know, his playmaking skills. But, you know, my favorite thing about him is just the, you know, what the type of teammate that he is, the work ethic that he brings. I mean, he cares about winning. And, you know, he just has such a great attitude. You know, he was, like I said, he was an absolute right fit for our program, what we were looking to continue to build our team with. And, you know, it's been a very smooth transition. The way that he works and, you know, the work that he put in the summer of, you know, working on his timing with Jordan, you know, learning the plays, you know, the different concepts, you know, all the things that we wanted him to be able to do. And for that to show up in game one is just really a testament to who he is and you know, how important it was to prepare himself at a high level to be able to make that type of impact.
When you look at Johnny Wilson, that was another wide receiver. I know he's at Arizona State in 2020, 2021. He's been with your program the last 2 years. He had another good showing for you last year and then another good showing the other night. For people that aren't familiar with Johnny, I know he's a big kid. What can people expect to see out of him this season?
You know, Johnny, I mean, he's a special player as well. I mean, he's, you know, 6'7", almost 240 pounds. I mean, he can run. I mean, he's you know, truly a dynamic player on the perimeter. You know, I thought, you know, the other night he went for over 100 yards. And, you know, he's just, you know, what he can do pushing the ball vertically down the field, you know, is impressive. But he also has the ability, you know, in the intermediate game to make big plays for us. And he was able to do a little bit of all of it, you know, there the other night. You know, also a very selfless young man. I mean, you know, you watch him play without the ball in his hands. He's a dominating blocker. You know, he does the dirty work and, you know, just another great teammate that's made a great impression on our team as a wonderful leader for our program.
Coach, the transfer portal isn't easy. We were talking about guys, you know, I haven't even mentioned Jared Verse yet, and we know how much of a stud he's going to be. He's going to be dominating Sundays for a long time. Some coaches have been able to adapt to it. Some haven't. Why have you guys been able to adapt in such a positive way with the transfer portal with some of these players we're talking about?
You know, I think it all comes down to evaluation. And, you know, I talk about it a lot, you know, finding the right fit, you know, whether it's a high school young man, your junior college, or somebody coming out of the transfer portal, you know, you want to find the right fit for your program. And each year, you know, our roster is going to be, you know, a little bit different. You know, some years, you know, you talk about that year with Johnny and his class. You know, we needed older, more experienced receivers to build that competition. It was something that you know, really helped elevate, you know, our offense. We have some really, you know, really good and talented young guys that have been able to develop and grow within the program. And you know, when doors and opportunities open themselves, you know, guys are pushed, you know, by that competition. And you know, I think that, you know, we just found the right guys that have come in and you know, be able to make an impact. And you know, not only have been great players, but, you know, great leaders and bought into the culture that we have here.
And Coach, I know you're trying to build something special, and this train's moving in the right direction. We've talked about it. The expectations are sky high for this club. You know it, though, right? You lose a game, people want you fired. You win a game, you're the greatest thing ever. How have you been able, through all those ups and downs at such a big school like Florida State, been able to not let that noise affect you to get the program in the spot where it is today?
You know, I believe in what we do. I believe in how we do it. You know, as a head coach, I mean, I've got to be the example for these players and for the staff of what, you know, what it needs to look like. And, you know, there's days that, you know, I've made mistakes. There's days that I've, you know, that, you know, there's been ups and downs with it, but, you know, it's about how you respond. It's about the work ethic that you're willing to pour into it. It's about how you treat people and, you know, just really all parts of it, that if you can be that example, then, you know, hopefully it'll rub off on others and, you know, hope give them the confidence in what they could overcome. So, you know, just trying to stay focused on what we could do to get better as a program, to continue to help develop these players so they can go out there and play at an elite level. And, you know, I've got a lot of belief in the guys I get to coach. And, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity I get to come to work with them every day. And, you know, it's just been a lot of fun just seeing them rise up to showcasing, you know, who they are and what they're all about.
Well, Coach, forget the fact that you have a great staff and you have so many just wonderful players on both sides of the ball. The reason you won that game is my producer, Hot Take Hickey, who just mushes teams left and right. He picked LSU to win 34-17. So you should probably thank him because he's never right, and he went against you guys. You guys ended up winning the game big.
Well, I mean, tell him to keep picking against us. And it sounds like I'll take those odds every week then.
Absolutely love it. Hey, well, Coach, we really do appreciate you carving out some time. You're always so benevolent with us when you get on the air. Good luck and keep on kicking ass this year.
Thanks so much, Zach. You have a great rest of the week, and go Noles.